Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of halachas neiris. We finished the klal hey, and we're just adding some miscellaneous points which the chayim did not touch upon. This series of halachas neiris is sponsored anonymously. It's a schus for those who need shidduchim. The Mishnah Berurah mentions this idea which women do, that they make bakashas, that they daven b'shas the halachas neiris. So what is that based on? That's based on the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that a person who's rogel when they're a person who's careful to light neiris Shabbos and illuminate their home, because they're bringing illumination into their home. The Kavod Shabbos, they're doing a mitzvah, bringing illumination, they should be zeicha to have children which are going to bring the light of Torah into the world. So they're going to be zeicha to children which are to minhag chachamim. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah points out, which is the minhag which we have, that therefore it is an appropriate time for a person to daven when she finishes like the hadlaka and the bracha, that she should be zeicha to children which are going to fulfill this havtacha of the Gemara. They're going to be have children which may bring the light of Torah into the world. Other bakashas obviously can be added at that point in time about being zeicha to have children, etc. Fine. Next point, can a person use the neiris of Shabbos to light other things? A person lit the neiris of Shabbos. We mentioned preferably the other members of the house should not touch them at all. They want to light something else from it. Can you light something else from it? You can light another neir from it. However, to light something which is not a neir, to be used to light a neir. So my match went out, so I want to touch my match to the neir of Shabbos, to a new match, to light that match, to be able to light other neiris. So since that item itself is not a neir of Shabbos, it's a davar chol, which is being used for the purpose of lighting neir of Shabbos, so that should not be done. A person would light one neir to the other neir directly, that would work, but we preferably do not move the neiris, so picking it up to use it to light something else would not be an option either. So a person should light a new match, therefore, in that situation. So using the neiris for lighting other neiris is inappropriate. Using the illumination of the neiris for whatever you're doing in the home is permitted, because that's the whole idea of the neiris, is that they should be generating light to keep the house lit. The person can see what they're eating, be careful where they're walking, etc. So that's not an issue. But the actual lighting of the neiris, the actual lighting from the neiris is inappropriate. So somebody would want to come along and use the neir to light a cigarette. To be construed as we are supporting the concept of smoking. Obviously, that would be also to do. A person cannot do that. Okay, we touched on briefly the halachas of lighting with electricity. Rishon Zalman has an interesting middle position. So the person would say that you could do it. There's an energy source and there's an illumination that you're generating. So all of that would be considered that you're lighting in there. The poskim which are machmer that Chazal spoke about psilus and shmonim, and this is neither psilus nor shmonim. So that's how Chazal set it up. We have to continue doing it as such. Shmuel Zalman says that if a person would use an electricity to light, but it'll be something which has a battery, it's battery powered, so then you have a fuel source. And you have something light being illuminated, something which is catching fire. However, if you're using electricity which comes from the power company, that would not be acceptable. Other places do not differentiate as such. So there is a mila of using a flashlight or something of that sort, which is battery powered, over using, according to Shlomo Zalman. Other places which allow electricity do not differentiate. We mentioned that this is a machloikas which has not had a final decision upon it. It's a machloikas, therefore one should not make a bracha on it. But a person should be careful to include the halakha of the electric lights, the various different the sources of light in the home as part of one's hadlaka, because it's part of the mitzvah, according to many, many poskim. At least in a medieval situation, the person arguably could be yotze the mitzvah under those circumstances. Have a good day.